This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Karen Cross, political director for the National Right to Life Committee based here in Washington. We want to get her input as we consider the choice that voters have next week between Barack Obama and John McCain, specifically on the issue of abortion. And Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
This is an issue that neither candidate has addressed a lot. Both of them made passing references to it in their convention speeches, and it did come up during one question in the final debate. Let's take them one candidate at a time. First of all, John McCain. He's been in Washington for 26 years, four in the House, the rest of it in the Senate. What's been his track record on the issue of abortion?
Well, you know, he has a solid voting record against abortion. He's cast 31 pro-life votes since 1997. He, including a vote against endorsing Roe v. Wade, he voted to confirm Justices Alito and Roberts and would appoint justices, he says, in the likes of Alito and Roberts. So he has a wonderful pro-life record.
Over the years, for the most part, he's been very much in step with the National Right to Life Committee and the pro-life movement. The one breaking point that comes to mind is over embryonic stem cell research. Do you believe that that's still a sticking point, or has there been some common ground discovered there?
Well, actually, it's because of the new discoveries, because of new research being done. Of course, we know that embryonic stem cell research has absolutely no shows no benefit in any way, where there are 73 different known human conditions that are currently being either treated and or cured with adult stem cell research. And he recognizes that some of the new research may make this, as he put it, academic, that issue. And in addition, there's a difference between the candidates as well on that issue, in that he opposes cloning and the clone and kill legislation that would require creating embryos to kill them for research as well. He is absolutely opposed to that and has voted against it.
And Senator Obama's in favor of that?
He has co-sponsored legislation that would do just that.
What else does the Obama record show? Obviously, it's a lot shorter than John McCain's here in Washington, but looking at his nearly 4 years in the U.S. Senate and any votes he may have chronicled in his state Senate career, what does it show?
He actually has quite a long history, because he was an Illinois state senator. So if you look back pre-Washington, D.C., there's quite a history there. While he's here, he's a co-sponsor of the Freedom of Choice Act, which he has promised to make his first, to sign as his first act as president. But at any rate, the Freedom of Choice Act is a bill that would make partial birth abortion legal. It would force taxpayers to pay for abortions. It would go far beyond Roe versus Wade, even virtually invalidating all state and federal limitations on abortion that exist now, even laws such as parental notice laws, informed consent laws. So that's one of the things, and he feels very strongly about it. He did not vote for the Illinois partial birth abortion ban when he had the opportunity to, and he even voted four times in the Illinois Senate against legislation or against bills that would have provided care and protection for babies who are born alive after abortion. So it's funny because he is so extreme on this issue that I think people even have a hard time believing it could be true.
And in terms of how he has characterized this, I remember in his convention speech, he kind of glossed over the abortion debate itself, saying that good people disagree, but we can agree that we need to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies. How should we interpret that?
Well, unfortunately, his record does not, eliminating laws that do reduce the number of abortions is not going to reduce the number of abortions. The Freedom of Choice Act itself would expand abortion beyond Roe versus Wade. And so his actions, he's even opposes the crisis pregnancy centers or alternative centers that are out there, who would not fund them if he had the opportunity. And those kinds of things. We know that, for instance, I don't know how many babies are alive today because of the Hyde Amendment, but he does not support the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion through Medicaid. And we know that many people are alive today because of that legislation.
What do you make of the congressional races as well? Obviously, don't have time to go case by case, but there's talk now that given the momentum, if in fact Senator Obama is elected, he could have a very sizable Democratic majority in Congress to work with. So what do you make of what the agenda might look like in addition to the Freedom of Choice Act being implemented?
If he is elected, you know, I'm assuming that there will be a great effort to reverse things like the Hyde Amendment, that does not allow taxpayer funding of abortions, except in certain cases, that so many of the advances that we've made over the years that we know save lives will be reversed. You know, we've got the Mexico City policy and all kinds of things that are in place now. And it's kind of frightening because he'll have both houses and we'll have no veto pen if he's in place. And I can't imagine not having that veto pen under this Congress.
Karen, real quickly, on the Freedom of Choice Act, is that an executive order or would he need congressional authorization?
No, he would need to pass it through both houses. And that would be our only hope, is to be able to stop it there. And, of course, we would work, as we always have. We were able to stop it under President Clinton, under his administration. So I would hope that we could still do that. I don't know what our Congress is going to look like at this point. We're working hard to keep the Congress as pro-life as possible and to keep the presidency in pro-life hands.
Karen, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Kitty.
Karen Cross is political director for the National Right to Life Committee. This is Dateline Washington.